The Defense of Duffer's Drift by Ernest Dunlop Swinton. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Defense of Duffer's Drift is a short book written by Ernest Dunlop Swinton in 1904. It is a military training book, written in the form of a short story. The story follows a young British lieutenant, Backsight Forethought, who is sent to command a small outpost at Duffer's Drift on the border of an unnamed African country. He is tasked with defending the drift against a Boer attack. The story is told in the form of a series of six dreams, each of which reveals a different lesson in military strategy. In the first dream, Backsight Forethought is forced to retreat from the drift due to a lack of preparation and an underestimation of the enemy's strength. In the second dream, he is able to hold off the enemy by using the terrain to his advantage. In the third dream, he learns the importance of reconnaissance and the need to know the enemy's movements. In the fourth dream, he learns the importance of having a reserve force and the need to be prepared for a counterattack. In the fifth dream, he learns the importance of having a plan of retreat and the need to be prepared for a siege. In the sixth dream, he learns the importance of having a strong defensive position and the need to be prepared for a surprise attack. At the end of the book, Backsight Forethought is able to successfully defend the drift against the Boer attack. The book is a classic in military strategy and is still used today as a training tool for military officers. It is a great example of how a simple story can be used to teach complex concepts. Main ideas. Main idea number one. The importance of reconnaissance. Reconnaissance is essential for any successful military operation, as it allows commanders to gain an understanding of the terrain and the enemy's position. In The Defense of Duffer's Drift, Ernest Dunlop Swinton emphasizes the importance of reconnaissance and provides a detailed analysis of how it should be conducted. Reconnaissance is an essential part of any successful military operation. It allows commanders to gain an understanding of the terrain and the enemy's position, and to plan accordingly. In The Defense of Duffer's Drift, Ernest Dunlop Swinton emphasizes the importance of reconnaissance and provides a detailed analysis of how it should be conducted. He explains that reconnaissance should be conducted in a systematic manner, with the commander taking into account the terrain, the enemy's position, and the resources available. He also stresses the importance of gathering as much information as possible, and of using the information to make informed decisions. Swinton also emphasizes the importance of using scouts to gather information, and of using the information to plan the best course of action. Swinton's analysis of reconnaissance is invaluable for any commander. He provides a comprehensive overview of the importance of reconnaissance and how it should be conducted. He emphasizes the importance of gathering as much information as possible, and of using the information to make informed decisions. He also stresses the importance of using scouts to gather information, and of using the information to plan the best course of action. By following Swinton's advice, commanders can ensure that their operations are successful and that their troops are well prepared for battle. Main idea number two. The importance of defensive positions. Swinton emphasizes the importance of selecting a strong defensive position and fortifying it with obstacles and entrenchments. He explains that a well-defended position can be the difference between victory and defeat in a battle. Swinton emphasizes the importance of selecting a strong defensive position and fortifying it with obstacles and entrenchments. He explains that a well-defended position can be the difference between victory and defeat in a battle. A defensive position should be chosen with care, taking into account the terrain, the number of troops available, and the enemy's capabilities. The position should be fortified with obstacles such as ditches, walls, and barricades to slow down the enemy's advance and give the defenders time to prepare for battle. Entrenchments should also be dug to provide cover for the defenders and to give them a better view of the battlefield. Finally, the position should be well supplied with ammunition and other supplies to ensure that the defenders can hold out for as long as possible. Swinton also stresses the importance of having a plan of action in place before the battle begins. He recommends that the defenders should have a clear understanding of their objectives and the tactics they will use to achieve them. This will help them to remain organized and focused during the battle and to make the most of their defensive position. Additionally, the defenders should be prepared to adjust their tactics as the battle progresses in order to take advantage of any opportunities that arise. In conclusion, Swinton emphasizes the importance of selecting a strong defensive position and fortifying it with obstacles and entrenchments. He also stresses the importance of having a plan of action in place before the battle begins. By following these guidelines, the defenders can maximize their chances of success and ensure that they are prepared for whatever the enemy may throw at them. Main idea number 3. The importance of communication. Swinton stresses the importance of maintaining effective communication between the various elements of a military force. He explains that communication is essential for coordinating attacks and ensuring that all troops are aware of the overall plan. Swinton stresses the importance of maintaining effective communication between the various elements of a military force. He explains that communication is essential for coordinating attacks and ensuring that all troops are aware of the overall plan. Communication is key to the success of any military operation, as it allows for the sharing of information and resources, as well as the coordination of strategies. Without effective communication, a military force would be unable to effectively coordinate its efforts and would be unable to achieve its objectives. Communication also allows for the sharing of ideas and the development of new strategies, which can be used to gain an advantage over the enemy. Communication is also important for morale, as it allows for the sharing of stories and experiences, which can help to boost morale and keep troops motivated. In addition to its importance in military operations, communication is also essential for maintaining relationships between different elements of a military force. Communication allows for the sharing of ideas and the development of trust between different elements of a military force. This trust is essential for the successful completion of any mission, as it allows for the sharing of resources and the coordination of strategies. Communication also allows for the sharing of experiences and stories, which can help to build relationships and foster a sense of camaraderie among the troops. Overall, communication is essential for the success of any military operation. It allows for the sharing of information and resources, as well as the coordination of strategies. It also allows for the development of trust and relationships between different elements of a military force. Communication is also important for morale, as it allows for the sharing of stories and experiences, which can help to boost morale and keep troops motivated. Main idea number 4. The importance of leadership. Swinton emphasizes the importance of strong leadership in any military operation. He explains that a good leader must be able to motivate and inspire their troops, as well as make quick and decisive decisions. Swinton emphasizes the importance of strong leadership in any military operation. He explains that a good leader must be able to motivate and inspire their troops, as well as make quick and decisive decisions. A leader must be able to think strategically and be able to anticipate the enemy's moves. They must also be able to effectively communicate their plans and orders to their troops. Furthermore, a leader must be able to remain calm and composed in the face of danger and adversity. Leadership is essential for any successful military operation. A leader must be able to inspire their troops to fight for a common cause and to trust in their leader's decisions. They must also be able to make difficult decisions quickly and effectively. A leader must be able to think on their feet and be able to adapt to changing circumstances. Finally, a leader must be able to remain focused and determined in the face of danger and adversity. In conclusion, strong leadership is essential for any successful military operation. A leader must be able to motivate and inspire their troops, as well as make quick and decisive decisions. They must also be able to think strategically and be able to anticipate the enemy's moves. Furthermore, a leader must be able to effectively communicate their plans and orders to their troops. Finally, a leader must be able to remain calm and composed in the face of danger and adversity. Main idea number 5. The importance of morale. Swinton explains that morale is essential for any successful military operation. He explains that a high morale can help to ensure that troops remain motivated and focused on the task at hand. Swinton explains that morale is essential for any successful military operation. He states that a high morale can help to ensure that troops remain motivated and focused on the task at hand. He further explains that morale can be improved by providing troops with a sense of purpose and direction, as well as by providing them with the necessary resources and support. Additionally, Swinton emphasizes the importance of providing troops with a sense of camaraderie and belonging, as this can help to foster a sense of unity and loyalty among the troops. Finally, Swinton stresses the importance of recognizing and rewarding the efforts of individual soldiers, as this can help to boost morale and encourage further success. Swinton also explains that morale can be damaged by a lack of communication, inadequate resources, and a lack of recognition for individual efforts. He states that it is important to ensure that troops are kept informed of the progress of the mission, and that they are provided with the necessary resources to complete their tasks. Additionally, Swinton emphasizes the importance of recognizing and rewarding individual efforts, as this can help to boost morale and encourage further success. Finally, Swinton stresses the importance of providing troops with a sense of camaraderie and belonging, as this can help to foster a sense of unity and loyalty among the troops. Main idea number 6. The importance of training. Swinton emphasizes the importance of training for any military force. He explains that training is essential for ensuring that troops are prepared for battle and can effectively carry out their duties. Swinton emphasizes the importance of training for any military force. He explains that training is essential for ensuring that troops are prepared for battle and can effectively carry out their duties. Training helps to instill discipline and order in a military force, and it also helps to ensure that troops are familiar with the tactics and strategies that will be used in battle. Training also helps to ensure that troops are physically and mentally prepared for the rigors of combat. Finally, training helps to ensure that troops are able to work together as a cohesive unit, which is essential for success in battle. Swinton also explains that training is important for developing the skills and knowledge necessary for success in battle. He explains that training helps to develop the skills and knowledge necessary for effective leadership, communication, and decision-making. Training also helps to develop the skills and knowledge necessary for effective use of weapons and equipment. Finally, training helps to develop the skills and knowledge necessary for effective navigation and reconnaissance. In conclusion, Swinton emphasizes the importance of training for any military force. He explains that training is essential for ensuring that troops are prepared for battle and can effectively carry out their duties. Training helps to instill discipline and order in a military force, and it also helps to ensure that troops are familiar with the tactics and strategies that will be used in battle. Training also helps to develop the skills and knowledge necessary for success in battle. Therefore, training is an essential part of any military force's preparation for battle. Main idea number 7. The importance of discipline. Swinton explains that discipline is essential for any successful military operation. He explains that discipline helps to ensure that troops remain focused and motivated, and that they follow orders without hesitation. Swinton explains that discipline is essential for any successful military operation. He states that discipline helps to ensure that troops remain focused and motivated, and that they follow orders without hesitation. Discipline also helps to create an atmosphere of respect and trust between officers and their troops, which is essential for any successful mission. Discipline also helps to ensure that troops are able to work together as a cohesive unit, and that they are able to respond quickly and effectively to any situation. Finally, discipline helps to ensure that troops are able to remain calm and composed in the face of danger, and that they are able to make sound decisions in the heat of battle. Swinton emphasizes that discipline is not just about following orders, but also about developing a sense of responsibility and self-discipline. He explains that troops must be willing to take responsibility for their own actions, and that they must be willing to accept the consequences of their decisions. He also explains that discipline is about developing a sense of pride and respect for oneself and for one's fellow soldiers. Finally, Swinton explains that discipline is about developing a sense of loyalty and commitment to the mission, and to the cause for which one is fighting. Main idea number 8. The importance of surprise. Swinton explains that surprise is an important element of any successful military operation. He explains that surprise can help to ensure that the enemy is taken off guard and can give a military force an advantage in battle. Ernest Dunlop Swinton explains that surprise is an important element of any successful military operation. He states that surprise can help to ensure that the enemy is taken off guard and can give a military force an advantage in battle. He further explains that surprise can be achieved through a variety of methods, such as using unexpected tactics, deploying troops in unexpected locations, or using unexpected weapons. Swinton also emphasizes the importance of maintaining secrecy and security in order to ensure that the element of surprise is not lost. He argues that surprise can be a decisive factor in any battle, and that it is essential for a military force to be able to surprise its enemy in order to gain an advantage. Swinton also explains that surprise can be used to create confusion and disorientation among the enemy, which can lead to a successful outcome for the attacking force. He argues that surprise can be used to gain an advantage in a battle, and that it is essential for a military force to be able to surprise its enemy in order to gain an advantage. He further explains that surprise can be used to create an element of surprise in any battle, and that it is essential for a military force to be able to surprise its enemy in order to gain an advantage. Main idea number 9. The importance of intelligence. Swinton emphasizes the importance of intelligence in any military operation. He explains that intelligence can help to provide a better understanding of the enemy's position and can help to ensure that a military force is prepared for battle. Swinton emphasizes the importance of intelligence in any military operation. He explains that intelligence can provide a better understanding of the enemy's position, allowing a military force to be better prepared for battle. Intelligence can also provide insight into the enemy's tactics, allowing a military force to anticipate and counter their strategies. Intelligence can also provide information on the enemy's resources, allowing a military force to better allocate their own resources. Finally, intelligence can provide information on the enemy's morale, allowing a military force to better understand their opponents and plan accordingly. Swinton also explains that intelligence can be used to gain an advantage in battle. By understanding the enemy's position and resources, a military force can plan their own strategies accordingly. Intelligence can also be used to identify weaknesses in the enemy's position, allowing a military force to exploit them. Finally, intelligence can be used to identify opportunities for surprise attacks, allowing a military force to gain an advantage in battle. In conclusion, Swinton emphasizes the importance of intelligence in any military operation. Intelligence can provide a better understanding of the enemy's position, tactics, resources, and morale. It can also be used to gain an advantage in battle by identifying weaknesses and opportunities for surprise attacks. By utilizing intelligence, a military force can be better prepared for battle and gain an advantage over their opponents. Main idea number 10. The importance of flexibility. Swinton explains that flexibility is essential for any successful military operation. He explains that a military force must be able to adapt to changing conditions and be prepared to adjust their tactics as needed. The importance of flexibility cannot be overstated when it comes to military operations. As Ernest Dunlop Swinton explains in The Defense of Duffer's Drift, a military force must be able to adapt to changing conditions and be prepared to adjust their tactics as needed. This means that a military force must be able to quickly and effectively respond to any situation that arises, whether it be a surprise attack, a change in the terrain, or a new enemy strategy. Flexibility is essential for any successful military operation, as it allows the force to remain agile and responsive to the ever-changing conditions of the battlefield. Flexibility also allows a military force to take advantage of opportunities that may arise during a battle. By being able to quickly adjust their tactics, a military force can capitalize on any weaknesses in the enemy's strategy or take advantage of any unexpected opportunities. This can be the difference between victory and defeat in a battle, as a flexible force can quickly adjust to any situation and take advantage of any opportunities that arise. In addition, flexibility allows a military force to remain unpredictable and difficult to anticipate. By being able to quickly adjust their tactics, a military force can keep their opponents guessing and prevent them from being able to anticipate their next move. This can be a powerful advantage in any battle, as it can give the military force the upper hand and help them gain the advantage over their opponents. Overall, flexibility is essential for any successful military operation. It allows a military force to remain agile and responsive to the ever-changing conditions of the battlefield, take advantage of any opportunities that arise, and remain unpredictable and difficult to anticipate. By understanding the importance of flexibility, a military force can be better prepared to face any situation and come out victorious. Main idea number 11. The importance of planning. Swinton emphasizes the importance of planning for any military operation. He explains that a well-thought-out plan can help to ensure that a military force is prepared for battle and can maximize their chances of success. Swinton emphasizes the importance of planning for any military operation. He explains that a well-thought-out plan is essential for any successful military operation. Planning helps to ensure that a military force is prepared for battle and can maximize their chances of success. It allows for the identification of potential risks and threats, and the development of strategies to mitigate them. Planning also helps to ensure that resources are allocated efficiently and that objectives are achieved in the most effective manner. Swinton also stresses the importance of flexibility in planning. He explains that plans should be able to adapt to changing circumstances and that commanders should be prepared to adjust their plans as needed. This allows for the military force to remain agile and to respond quickly to any changes in the situation. Additionally, it allows for the military force to take advantage of any opportunities that may arise during the course of the operation. Overall, Swinton emphasizes the importance of planning for any military operation. He explains that a well-thought-out plan is essential for any successful military operation. Planning helps to ensure that a military force is prepared for battle and can maximize their chances of success. Additionally, it allows for flexibility and the ability to adapt to changing circumstances. By following Swinton's advice, military forces can ensure that they are well prepared for any battle and can maximize their chances of success. Main idea number 12. The importance of logistics. Swinton explains that logistics are essential for any successful military operation. He explains that logistics can help to ensure that a military force has the supplies and resources needed to carry out their mission. Logistics are essential for any successful military operation. Without proper logistics, a military force will be unable to carry out its mission. Logistics involve the planning, coordination, and management of resources and personnel in order to ensure that a military force has the supplies and resources needed to carry out its mission. Logistics also involve the transportation of personnel and supplies to the necessary locations. Logistics are essential for any military operation, as they ensure that the necessary resources are available when and where they are needed. Logistics are also important for the morale of a military force. When a military force has the necessary supplies and resources, it can be more confident in its ability to carry out its mission. This can help to boost morale and increase the effectiveness of the military force. Logistics can also help to reduce the risk of failure, as the necessary resources are available when and where they are needed. In conclusion, logistics are essential for any successful military operation. Logistics involve the planning, coordination, and management of resources and personnel in order to ensure that a military force has the supplies and resources needed to carry out its mission. Logistics are also important for the morale of a military force, as they can help to boost morale and increase the effectiveness of the military force. Logistics can also help to reduce the risk of failure, as the necessary resources are available when and where they are needed. Main idea number 13. The importance of supply lines. Swinton emphasizes the importance of maintaining secure supply lines for any military operation. He explains that supply lines are essential for ensuring that a military force has the resources needed to carry out their mission. Swinton emphasizes the importance of maintaining secure supply lines for any military operation. He explains that supply lines are essential for ensuring that a military force has the resources needed to carry out their mission. Without a secure supply line, a military force can quickly become depleted of resources, leaving them vulnerable to attack and unable to effectively carry out their mission. Supply lines are also important for providing a steady stream of reinforcements and supplies, allowing a military force to remain in the field for longer periods of time and to respond quickly to changing conditions on the battlefield. Swinton also notes that supply lines can be used to transport intelligence and other information, allowing a military force to stay informed of the enemy's movements and plans. This can be invaluable in helping a military force to anticipate and counter the enemy's actions. Finally, supply lines can be used to transport wounded soldiers and prisoners of war, allowing them to receive the medical attention they need and ensuring that they are not left behind on the battlefield. In short, Swinton emphasizes the importance of maintaining secure supply lines for any military operation. Without a secure supply line, a military force can quickly become depleted of resources, leaving them vulnerable to attack and unable to effectively carry out their mission. Supply lines are also important for providing a steady stream of reinforcements and supplies, allowing a military force to remain in the field for longer periods of time and to respond quickly to changing conditions on the battlefield. Main idea number 14. The importance of camouflage. Swinton explains that camouflage is essential for any successful military operation. He explains that camouflage can help to conceal a military force's position and can help to ensure that they remain undetected by the enemy. Swinton explains that camouflage is essential for any successful military operation. He explains that it can help to conceal a military force's position and can help to ensure that they remain undetected by the enemy. Camouflage can be used to hide troops, equipment, and supplies from the enemy, making it difficult for them to locate and target them. Camouflage can also be used to deceive the enemy, making them think that a certain area is unoccupied or that a certain unit is in a different location than it actually is. Camouflage can also be used to confuse the enemy, making it difficult for them to determine the size and strength of a military force. Camouflage can also be used to protect troops from enemy fire. By blending in with their surroundings, troops can remain hidden from the enemy and can avoid being targeted. Camouflage can also be used to protect troops from the elements, such as the sun, wind, and rain. By blending in with their surroundings, troops can remain hidden from the enemy and can avoid being exposed to the elements. In addition to its tactical advantages, camouflage can also be used to boost morale. By blending in with their surroundings, troops can feel more secure and can be more confident in their ability to remain undetected. Camouflage can also be used to create a sense of unity among troops, as they all wear the same uniform and blend in with their surroundings. Main idea number 15. The importance of deception. Swinton emphasizes the importance of deception in any military operation. He explains that deception can help to confuse the enemy and can give a military force an advantage in battle. Swinton emphasizes the importance of deception in any military operation. He explains that deception can be used to create confusion and uncertainty in the enemy's mind, making it difficult for them to make accurate decisions. Deception can also be used to create an advantage for a military force, by making the enemy think that the force is in a different location or has a different strength than it actually does. Deception can also be used to create a false sense of security in the enemy, making them less likely to take defensive measures. Finally, deception can be used to create an element of surprise, allowing a military force to gain an advantage in battle. Swinton argues that deception is an essential part of any successful military operation. He explains that it can be used to create confusion and uncertainty in the enemy's mind, making it difficult for them to make accurate decisions. It can also be used to create an advantage for a military force, by making the enemy think that the force is in a different location or has a different strength than it actually does. Deception can also be used to create a false sense of security in the enemy, making them less likely to take defensive measures. Finally, deception can be used to create an element of surprise, allowing a military force to gain an advantage in battle. Main idea number 16. The importance of mobility. Swinton explains that mobility is essential for any successful military operation. He explains that mobility can help to ensure that a military force can quickly move to different locations and can maximize their chances of success. The importance of mobility in military operations cannot be overstated. Mobility allows a military force to quickly move to different locations, allowing them to maximize their chances of success. It also allows them to quickly respond to changing conditions on the battlefield, allowing them to take advantage of opportunities and avoid potential disasters. Mobility also allows a military force to quickly redeploy its forces to different locations, allowing them to quickly respond to threats and take advantage of opportunities. Finally, mobility allows a military force to quickly move its supplies and equipment, allowing them to quickly respond to changing conditions and maximize their chances of success. In his book The Defense of Duffer's Drift, Ernest Dunlop Swinton explains the importance of mobility in military operations. He explains that mobility is essential for any successful military operation, as it allows a military force to quickly move to different locations and maximize their chances of success. He also explains that mobility allows a military force to quickly respond to changing conditions on the battlefield, allowing them to take advantage of opportunities and avoid potential disasters. Finally, he explains that mobility allows a military force to quickly move its supplies and equipment, allowing them to quickly respond to changing conditions and maximize their chances of success. Main idea number 17. The importance of fortifications. Swinton emphasizes the importance of fortifications in any military operation. He explains that fortifications can help to protect a military force from enemy attacks and can help to ensure that they remain in control of the battlefield. Swinton emphasizes the importance of fortifications in any military operation. He explains that fortifications can provide a strong defensive line against enemy attacks, allowing a military force to remain in control of the battlefield. Fortifications can also be used to protect vital resources, such as ammunition, food, and water, from enemy forces. Additionally, fortifications can be used to create a strong defensive perimeter, allowing a military force to better control the area and prevent enemy forces from entering. Finally, fortifications can be used to create a strong defensive position, allowing a military force to better defend itself against enemy attacks. Swinton also explains that fortifications can be used to create a psychological advantage over the enemy. By creating a strong defensive line, a military force can create an intimidating presence that can cause the enemy to hesitate or even retreat. Additionally, fortifications can be used to create a sense of security for the military force, allowing them to focus on their mission without worrying about enemy attacks. In conclusion, Swinton emphasizes the importance of fortifications in any military operation. Fortifications can provide a strong defensive line against enemy attacks, protect vital resources, create a strong defensive perimeter, and create a psychological advantage over the enemy. By utilizing fortifications, a military force can remain in control of the battlefield and better defend itself against enemy attacks. Main idea number 18. The importance of weapons. Swinton explains that weapons are essential for any successful military operation. He explains that weapons can help to ensure that a military force has the firepower needed to defeat the enemy. The importance of weapons in any successful military operation cannot be overstated. Weapons provide the firepower needed to defeat the enemy and ensure victory. Without weapons, a military force would be unable to effectively engage the enemy and would be at a severe disadvantage. Weapons also provide a psychological advantage, as they can be used to intimidate and demoralize the enemy. Furthermore, weapons can be used to protect friendly forces from enemy fire, allowing them to move and maneuver more freely. In his book The Defense of Duffer's Drift, Ernest Dunlop Swinton emphasizes the importance of weapons in any military operation. He explains that weapons are essential for any successful military operation, as they provide the firepower needed to defeat the enemy. He also explains that weapons can be used to protect friendly forces from enemy fire, allowing them to move and maneuver more freely. Finally, he emphasizes the psychological advantage that weapons can provide, as they can be used to intimidate and demoralize the enemy. Main idea number 19. The importance of tactics. Swinton emphasizes the importance of tactics in any military operation. He explains that tactics can help to ensure that a military force is able to effectively use their weapons and can maximize their chances of success. Swinton emphasizes the importance of tactics in any military operation. He explains that tactics are essential for a successful military operation, as they can help to ensure that a military force is able to effectively use their weapons and can maximize their chances of success. Tactics can also help to minimize the risk of casualties and can help to ensure that a military force is able to achieve its objectives. Swinton explains that tactics can be used to create an advantage over an enemy by using terrain, surprise, and other factors to gain an advantage. He also explains that tactics can be used to create a defensive position by using terrain, fortifications, and other factors to create a strong defensive position. Swinton also explains that tactics can be used to create an offensive position by using terrain, surprise, and other factors to create an advantage. He explains that tactics can also be used to create a strategy by using terrain, surprise, and other factors to create a plan of attack. Finally, Swinton explains that tactics can be used to create a plan of retreat by using terrain, surprise, and other factors to create a plan of retreat in case of defeat. Overall, Swinton emphasizes the importance of tactics in any military operation. He explains that tactics can help to ensure that a military force is able to effectively use their weapons and can maximize their chances of success. Tactics can also help to minimize the risk of casualties and can help to ensure that a military force is able to achieve its objectives. Main idea number 20. The importance of discipline. Swinton explains that discipline is essential for any successful military operation. He explains that discipline can help to ensure that troops remain focused and motivated, and that they follow orders without hesitation. Swinton explains that discipline is essential for any successful military operation. He states that discipline is the foundation of any successful military campaign, and that it is the key to victory. He explains that discipline helps to ensure that troops remain focused and motivated, and that they follow orders without hesitation. Discipline also helps to ensure that troops are able to work together as a cohesive unit, and that they are able to respond quickly and effectively to any situation. Discipline also helps to ensure that troops are able to remain calm and composed in the face of danger, and that they are able to make sound decisions in the heat of battle. Swinton also explains that discipline is essential for maintaining morale and order within a unit. He states that discipline helps to ensure that troops are able to remain focused on their mission, and that they are able to remain loyal to their commanders. Discipline also helps to ensure that troops are able to remain disciplined and professional in the face of adversity, and that they are able to remain focused on their objectives. Finally, discipline helps to ensure that troops are able to remain disciplined and professional even in the face of danger, and that they are able to remain focused on their mission.